Hearted State player for Steve Cochran on this Memorial Day Monday here on 720 WGN. Still hanging out in the studio, Gary Meyer.
You're like a substitute teacher. You kind of know what you're doing, but every now and then you go off the rail.
I go off the rail a little
I'll
bit.
I'll give you the weather if you want to read it again, Dave.
This one's the microphone, Dave. This button here that says on. Yeah, you know how this works?
What does this one do?
I don't interrupt you all the time, Dave. That was kind of a little bit of a fluke.
It woke me up. Hey, it woke me up.
If this was a small plane, we'd be in Bussy Woods right now.
You know what? We're taping this, so we can just fix that later.
Yeah, you think. Okay. Yeah, you're taping it, all right.
It's okay. Elliot Bamber up from Chicago's Best also hanging out here. It is the kickoff to summer, the beginning of the grilling season, and to provide some helpful tips, tasty recipes, we'll open up the phone lines. Any questions you have for Weber Grill, Master Chef Kevin Coleman at 312-981-7200. He's here in studio. Good morning to you.
Dave, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's been a tradition, I think, for the past 6 years, 7 years that we've done this. Weber Grill's Patty Krug. Used to do this, I think, with Roy Leonard.
Oh, way back in the day.
Back in the day on WGN. There's only two ways to grill, obviously, charcoal and gas grills. Break down what's the features and benefits, really, of gas versus charcoal? Because there's specific preferences people like.
Yeah, there's definitely a flavor and aroma when you have charcoal going in the backyard. Usually that's an attraction for all of my neighbors to come over and start hanging out. So when it comes to smell, flavor-wise, I think people prefer charcoal. And some of the nuances of cooking with charcoal is that the charcoal hits a temperature and then starts to drop. So it's a little more inconsistent, it's more inconsistent than, let's say, gas. So anything under 20 minutes, I love on gas because the heat is always going to be consistent as long as you have gas in your tank or it's coming from your house. Where charcoal, there's a little more art form to it, but there's a little bit more flavor I think you can pull from it. So it's kind of a give and take.
I was at this, excuse me, can I talk?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, absolutely. I don't know. I mean, I'm afraid of you now. You obviously lost what balance you had.
I'm good.
I was at a backyard barbecue recently, and the guy did pellets in his grill, and he was doing ribs, and it was unbelievably great. What's the deal on pellets?
So pellets is a newer category that's starting to really take off. I think it makes grilling easier for people, although there's definitely a difference in the way food tastes coming off of some grills versus some of the pellets out there. So a little more consistent when it comes to heat temperature. You don't really have to monitor as much as you would gas or, let's say, charcoal. So it's definitely an up-and-coming category. I think you lack a little bit of that true barbecue flavor, mm-hmm. but you make up for it with ease. So I think it's another one of those balances.
You said it gets really hot. That pellet heat is really hot.
I think it depends. Most heat sources, like gas, gets 800-900 degrees. Charcoal, certain grills can go to 800-900 degrees. So it's how that company manages the heat and how it distributes it over the grill, so you can do searing at high temperatures and then low and slow stuff like the ribs you had.
Now let me ask you this. There's a lot of people out there that haven't fired up the grill all winter. It's just sitting there. What do they do to get this thing ready besides just lighten it?
If it's a charcoal grill, take the grates out, check it inside of the bowl, see if there's any excess debris in there, clean that out. The more schmutz, that barbecue, mm-hmm. that's the terminology.
Watch your mouth.
The more that you have inside of your grill, the more the performance starts to drop. So gas grills, take your flavorizer bars and grates out. Clean all that.
Take out the squirrels, everything?
Anything that's in there, mice.
Or just put them on the spit. Just put that as part of your entree.
Why not?
If you're that's a flavor profile.
Flavor profile, yeah.
So and then once that is, heat your grill up about 10, 15 minutes, burn any of that excess stuff off of there, and then you're ready to go.
All right. Favorite things to grill? What are you going to throw on today? Or what have you thrown on today?
Well, this weekend we did two briskets, 35 pounds of shoulder. I did a little bit more of that down in Indianapolis when we went down there.
Yeah, you were there for the race, right?
Yep,
yeah.
That was fantastic.
So some tailgating?
We did a little bit of tailgating. This guy's hilarious.
What?
On the way
no,
down.
No,
listening to you talk about things was just, I was like, this is gonna be fun.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Speaking of the Indy 500, yeah. I've been to it a couple times. That's one of those American things you have to do at least once. You can't get the spectacle on television of what it is. It's unbelievable.
It's tremendous. The thing I loved this year about the 500 is they really did an extraordinary job of supporting the troops and really highlighting the military, which they do every year. But this year, the flyover was fantastic. Yeah. They were deploying 600 troops over to, I think, Iraq, and they had them on the track, and they did a nice procession for them. So
wow,
what they do to
great.
Support military and really highlight how important they are to our world is fantastic.
Awesome. Very cool. We've grilled sausage, you know, the big thing about, sausage, putting sausage.
Chicago accent, sausage.
Nice.
Yeah. How do you, so one of the big questions that we always have on our text line is, like, how do you not overcook them? Because you can split them open, and obviously that becomes a big issue. You lose the flavor, the moisture's gone. How do you kind of control
that? Yeah, brats and sausage can be a challenge for people. So what I like to do is low temperature, 300, 325, slowly bring them up. That way the meat can naturally expand inside that casing.
Yeah.
And then you turn it up to about 425 degrees at the end to really start to brown them up, and that's usually like a 16 to 18 minute cook. But when it comes to consistency and the way those things are going to eat, they're going to be fantastic.
Rain doesn't scare me away, but it's supposed to be like storming after 2 o'clock.
They
today,
said that so every day this
I
weekend.
Know they have. They
there
have.
Is nothing more patriotic,
that's,
Dave, than standing outside in the rain,
right.
Cooking on the grill
snow,
on Memorial
man.
Day.
That's the first thing I do is shovel a path to my grill. You know, in the
I
snow.
I could do winter.
Yeah, I could do winter too.
I love it.
Best burger recipe.
That's like one of those.
Did you put brisket in there? Brisket?
So we go to my butcher and he grounds. Brisket is really lean, so he'll take the flat of a brisket, clean off the little bit of fat that you're going to have on top, and he'll grind that as his 80, and then he'll take 20% and he'll grind bacon into that. So it's a brisket bacon burger that we do, and those are fantastic.
Nice.
If you can't do that, nice thing to do is saute bacon first and then take the bacon bits and put that inside your burger. You have a crazy consistent flavor profile there. And then finally, it's like 80-20 is what I choose in the meat. Number two, shaping it to the same size. That's one easy way for people to cook it. If the burgers are all the same size, they're all going to cook at the same rate. Got to put a thumbprint down the middle. That's an old steakhouse technique. That way the juices don't run to the middle. The burger cooks evenly. And then 425 to 450, only flip it once. I mean,
nice.
It's amateur hour when people start to
squeeze it down.
That's why you have spatulas. It's to flip burgers and smack people across the face when they do that.
It ain't summer until my arteries are closing.
That's right.
The kickoff
that's
to summer right there.
Right. That's right. And the other thing people do all the time is peek. Looking ain't cooking.
Looking ain't cooking. Keep the lid closed. I mean, that's the other thing where I like
I
to just set
that.
A timer.
I remember that.
Don't play with the food. I mean, it's just obnoxious. Just be patient. Enjoy your beer or whatever else you're going
to
be drinking.
Ribs and barbecue. What do you like to do with the ribs? Don't you dry rub the ribs?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing, actually, Maddie and I were talking about it.
This used to be a family station.
I'm sorry.
Where's Kathy and Judy?
We've gone a little bit off the grid with so ribs. I'm a dry rib guy. We're going to do baby backs today. So we'll do, it's a 2-2-1 method, 2 hours on the grill, 1 hour back on the grill inside foil with apple juice, a little bit of butter and the barbecue seasoning that you put on it. And then 1 hour out, and then about 30 minutes before you take them off, sauce them, and you'll be ready to go.
All right. I got Kerry from Sycamore on the line. You got a question about ham on the grill?
Yeah, I do. I have I inherited a fresh ham. So it's not brined, it's not cured. And I'm thinking the only way to do this is on the grill. And I've got a Weber gas and charcoal grill. I'm wondering, do you have any recommendations? I mean, how do I cook this thing?
Yeah, it's actually interesting you said fresh, because I was going to say either you're reheating it because it's a normal ham or if it's a fresh ham. So I would do charcoal. I would start out indirect heat, ham right directly in the center, and you want to cook it to about 140 to 150 degrees, which depending on the thickness of that might be about a 5 to 6 hour cook. Usually you can kind of get around it about one hour per pound of that ham. And then what you want to do, if you have any excess glaze that you want to make, that usually goes on about 30 minutes before you're going to take it off.
Said in indirect.
Definitely indirect. If you try to go direct with that, you're going to dry it out and turn it into pork jerky.
And at the end, just glaze it and then crisp it up.
Yeah, glaze it. You want to cook, actually, you want to cook that at about 300 degrees, and then you want to glaze it the last 30 minutes, and then let it rest for about 5 to 10 minutes. It'll let some of that moisture run back into it, and then it's time to slice and enjoy.
Excellent. I will do that. Thank you very much.
Kev, do you got an iGrill for this young man?
Yeah, so if we want, we can definitely get him an iGrill.
Tell him what an iGrill is. Yeah.
So for future reference, we have a Bluetooth thermometer iGrill, which monitors the food that you're going to be cooking. So you could plug in fresh ham, you put the probe into it, and then it will tell you exactly when it's going to be done, and it tracks it for you, which is fantastic. So we'll have one sent out to you, and hopefully in the future you'll be able to use that and cook some great barbecue.
Thanks, Gary. Have a great Memorial Day.
Sounds like his brakes are going out.
A fresh ham just fell in my lap.
Yeah, really?
There's a guy driving around Chicago giving out fresh hams. Back of a van.
Picnicking, obviously, big deal, or picnicking by the lake. The Weber Q Grill is a great grill for that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Q is one of those grills that we've picnicked down at the lake. We've gone to do tailgate at Soldier Field with those. Fantastic. For people that are going to be using it as a cast iron grate, which we test all these grills in the Chicagoland area, which it gets cold and it's warm and everywhere else. But if you're going to be doing picnicking, you want to keep track of how you're going to be cooking. And I'm a first in last out kind of guy. So depending on how your day is going, you put the things you're going to cook last in the bottom of your cooler and then build it up. It's just one of those easy tips that instead of having to shuffle through everything and try to find anything, you can do it in platters and just take those out of when you need them.
And they come in different colors, too. So, I mean, if you got a favorite team, you know, Northwestern, the Bears, whatever, you got orange, you got your blue for Cubs, all kinds of good stuff.
They come in different colors, which it's always fun when you're driving around here or looking up at the balconies in the city that you
can
see different colors.
Yeah, and, yeah. And speaking of which, you got electric grills too for city, because obviously you can't put propane in some of these on some of these buildings.
Yeah, right? We have electric grills which work fantastic. I mean, high heat. We've done competitions in some of the places that we've gone to around the world, and usually it's a third, where people prefer the electric actually a little more than they do gas and charcoal. By the way, it caramelizes and the flavor inside of it.
So we're going to throw the Mueller report on the grill. We're going to grill that for about a half hour. See what we can get out of that.
We could try that.
Would you dry rub it first?
I would.
Yeah. A little bit of seasoning for that.
Yeah, you got to really get in on that rub.
That's what
yeah.
pellets were made for.
That's right.
You think super so? Heat? All right, a little super heat on that.
I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
I've always wanted to turn my grill into kind of smoker. I want a smoker, but I don't know if I have enough room to fit in a smoker as well. Is there a way that I can like take some ribs and kind of improvise and use my gas grill as a smoker as opposed to just direct heat cooking?
Well, do you know what kind of gas grill it is? Two burner, three burner?
It's... three burner.
So what I would do is you could take, we sell smoker boxes, which we could get for you, and you'll soak your chips. You'll put that over a hot burner, usually about 15 minutes. We'll get the smoke going. And then you'd keep the other two burners off, and you would put your ribs directly over that area. So you could do your low and slow shoulder, brisket, ribs, whatever you're going to be doing, just by putting that smoker box to get the aroma. And that's usually like the first 2 hours of the cook. And then after that, the meats usually at a temperature won't absorb any more smoke. And so that's the perfect time to just finish them up on a grill.
Right now, all the vegans are in the fetal position listening to this.
we can do some veggies on the grill.
You can do veggies.
There's
and other
wrong
things.
With that. Yeah,
sure, you can.
the Impossible Burger's out now, and so
yeah. But I hear that is incredible.
It's pretty good.
You know, it's not bad. Yeah. I mean, the consistency of it is very similar to a patty. The thing I like about the Impossible meat is you can mix. So if I was doing two burgers for the people that want meat and the people that don't, you can make that so inclusive to where the people are getting the same kind of burger except for different consistency right. when it comes to the soy that they use in Impossible. So it's actually a pretty fun piece of protein to cook
it's
with.
It's the closest thing to real meat in some respects. I've cooked it a few times. It's impressive.
Heard, and I like
it's impressive.
Those patties that aren't meat, and I can't tell after a while.
It's interesting how they sweat very similar to what a burger would do. So
really?
You get that same kind of consistency on top of it. Yeah, they've done a pretty fun job. I was actually out in Napa Valley and worked with a little bit of their team out there. So it's an interesting protein to cook with.
Well, we're going to give away a Weber Q grill. Let's do a question for a caller. Let's take the fifth and seventh caller, and the question is. The George Stephan, who founded Weber Grill, modeled his kettle grill off of what? A, a punch bowl, B, a buoy, or C, a globe? So Weber founder George Stephan modeled his kettle grill off of what? A, a punch bowl, B, a buoy, or C, a globe? 312-981-7200 for Weber Q. We'll do that after a look at your morning traffic. Dave? All right, it's State Player on 720 WGN, live in studio with Gary Meyer. Good morning, Gary, again.
I just had that popsicle your ice cream guy left, the Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
It's why the Al-Qaeda hate us. That thing is so good.
Was it chocolate outside of it, too?
No. It's a popsicle tasting like an Arnold Palmer.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
I tried the Bang Bang Pie one.
Yeah, was that blueberry?
What about the ice cream, Elliot?
Hey,
now.
Hello, one, two.
Hey.
Elliot Bamber from Chicago's Best in here and Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. And we've got Shirley on the line. Good morning, Shirley.
Don't call her Shirley.
Shirley, she can't be serious.
Shirley, you can't be serious. Weber founder George Stephan modeled his kettle grill off of what? A punch bowl, a buoy, or a globe? And this is for a Weber Q grill.
A buoy.
You got it. That's correct. Where's my ding, ding, ding? God's sake. There we go.
Shirley, you didn't Google that, did you?
I'm excited.
You didn't Google it, did you?
No, because I always listen to the when you guys are on WGN.
Nice. I like hearing that. That's fantastic. I know. These days, it's every opportunity
to cook
for
kind of grill.
That's awesome. Shirley, hang on the line. Curtis will get your information and have a good Memorial Day, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, dear. Now I know everything with the contest line. You can, give people 1 minute, it's over.
Yeah, they can Google, and there you go.
That's totally true. We were talking about veggies on the grill. What do you like doing on the grill for veggies? for so those vegetarians out there, since we've been talking about raw meat and everything for the last 20 minutes.
What we like to do is, anytime you're serving anything, I like to incorporate at least one grilled item into it. So you can do your veggies. Zucchini is great. Peppers are great. Eggplant's another great thing where you can sear that off, and it's meaty. So for people that want a burger-esque kind of thing, you can always do a larger size piece of eggplant. The other nice thing is we have these veggie baskets where, for a lot of people, they have issues of the veggies falling through the grates and they make a mess of it, which sometimes you just cut bigger pieces and they don't do that. Or preheat the veggie basket when you start your grill, so that way it's nice and hot, and then when you throw your veggies in there, it'll cook faster, they'll caramelize more, and you'll get more flavor out of them.
Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill, Weber.com. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you for having
us. Have a great day. Elliot Bambro, Chicago's Best, Sundays at 10.
I thought I was in trouble then, just the way you said my name. I was like, what'd I do?
Would you step over here so we can taser you?
Oh, my God.
I'm getting rid of you. So what is your, what's the website again?
The website, again, is chicagosbesttv.com. We've also got an app, which is free, which gives you all the episodes, all the segments, every place we've ever been to. We also have a YouTube page, which is chicagosbesttv.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, I don't know.
And I always say, don't come to a chain. Go to your app when you're coming down the city. Figure out what kind of food you want and check this out, because you'll get some great local places.
The show celebrates mom and pop places. We don't critique, we celebrate. And that's the way to keep these businesses and the neighborhoods thriving, is by visiting your local establishments. Get to know the people, enjoy their food. You'll have a great time.
Fabulous. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.